Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that lion boy's on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's. Ba-da-ba. Back in town.
On the Fan, McMonagle here with you on this Thursday morning. Me and Fleegs riding with you for the next 3 hours as we take you to 5 o'clock and the warm-up show, 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. And welcome to another day where the Knicks continue to embarrass us. We continue to get more and more stories. And that's right, I'm embarrassed. I don't care what Evan Roberts has to say. I don't know if you listened to the afternoon show today, calling me out, calling the rest of us out, because he wants to call this a plan. How is this a plan? As we have to watch the Indiana Pacers, who the Knicks were supposed to beat on such a level that we had to turn and fire our coach, as they're now up 2-1 over the Oklahoma City Thunder with a 116-107 Game 3 performance. And now Dagnall, the head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder, is 2 losses away from proving he has a ceiling. 2 losses away from proving he can't get his team over the hump. 2 losses away from, does Oklahoma City need to make a change? I doubt anyone will say that, but we know we had to say it with the Knicks after they lost to the Indiana Pacers, who are now again up 2-1 in the NBA Finals. And I told you yesterday, and it feels like every day there's another story, another report, another thing that bothers me. And, you know, we'll play some sound from Charles Barkley as he's laughing at the New York Knicks. Shams is laughing at the New York Knicks. But a lot of the fan base and some people want to tell me, hey, 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 what are we getting all excited for? It's a coaching search. When you search for a coach, this is what you do. I got Duncan, who likes to dominate me at 2 o'clock in the morning. A caller likes to tell me that, hey, well, this is, let them cook. Let them figure out what's going on. This is the plan. I'm listening to Evan today tell me that this is a plan. How is this a plan? Let me ask you a simple question. If firing your coach after he took you further than any coach has taken you in 25 years, has brought stability, and you have won more games with him, back-to-back 50-win seasons, getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, the whole bit, we know we've said it a lot. If you're going to fire him and then pivot to just, we'll talk to everybody, and you're going to tell me that's a plan? If I'll just talk to everybody is a plan, when in the history of the world has anybody not had a plan? Explain to me what not having a plan looks like. If you can turn this into, well, it's a plan, what do you mean they don't have a plan? Sure they have a plan. They're just going to ask every team in the NBA if their coach is available. That's a plan. They have a level of tiers of players, of coaches that we think is good. So, you know, they go through and add 2 more names to the list since the last time we spoke. It's been official now that the Dallas Mavericks have turned them down, but we kind of had heard that already. But the Dallas Mavericks turn them down, add Quinn Snyder, the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, as Atlanta turned them down. The Chicago Bulls have turned them down for Billy Donovan. That makes five coaches, a sixth of the NBA, they have now asked for permission to speak to their head coach. That's a plan. Casting as wide a net as humanly possible. That's a plan? Well, then I ask you, what would not having a plan look like? Just not doing, like, not trying to hire a coach? What else is not a plan? Like, I'm very puzzled by the idea. Then you could call anything a plan. You could literally call anything a plan if you are going to call this a plan. This is not a plan. This is reaction to having no plan. This is what you do when you have no plan. Five? And I hear, well, this is what you do. The Jets did this. Coaching searches did this. One, this is completely different, and I know it's a unique situation. This is not a franchise that has failed like the New York Jets. This is not a failure like Robert Saleh. This is not a failure like Joe Judge. This is not a franchise desperate for leadership that has to cast a wide search to see who would want to come and join the lousy organization that continues to lose and is coming off a miserable season with either no quarterback or no talent or whatever the situation is. That's not this. Those coaching searches should not be considered the same. This is a back-to-back 50-win team that just went to the Eastern Conference Finals, that lost to a team that is now leading in the NBA Finals. This is firing a coach that brought stability and winning unmatched in the last 25 years for the franchise. When you fire that coach, you should have a pinpoint idea. It doesn't have to be one particular guy. I get that. It doesn't have to be right into your first choice. You don't have to have a handshake agreement with a particular coach before you fire Tibbs. That's fair. But the search can't just be anybody under contract. I have to do my due diligence. Due diligence is what they're trying to cover up. In reality, it's no freaking idea what to do. And I don't know how we could see it any other way. Because there was a coaching search for the Phoenix Suns. I don't remember five asks. Five different organizations having to slam the door in your face in 2 days? That's normal? That's the business of basketball? That's what coaching searches look like? Have you ever seen this in your life? We're going to act like this is normal and this is the way you go about things and this is a perfectly good plan? My God. My God. How could we possibly say that? How can we possibly say this is what teams do? I can't tell you. Evan's screaming about it. How many people hit me up on Twitter, talking to my buddy Knick fans who are, you know, if you were convinced Tibbs had to go, you don't care what the search looks like. That's what it's kind of starting to feel like to me. Other than a few exceptions, if you were good, if you felt deep in your bones, Tibbs had to go, then ultimately you don't care how the search is going. But I got to tell you, watching the NBA Finals and having Charles Barkley, and not that he is, you know, the end-all, be-all, but watching him call the Knicks, and we'll play the audio later, the stupidest franchise in the NBA, and looking like they have no plan, and Shams laughing on ESPN about the Knicks asking for this one. Add another one to the list every day. Add another one to the list. Billy Donovan says no. Atlanta says no. This is the plan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because when the Jets did their search, me and Fleeks were talking about it, when the Jets did their search, we also heard that they were interviewing guys who were available for the position. And I'm sure that will come next, I suppose. But the idea that they are casting such a wide net with all these guys who are under contract, it's embarrassing. The PR angle of this is embarrassing. People are more focused. Like, I get the sense that a lot of Knicks fans are more embarrassed that Obi Toppin, who didn't have a role with the Knicks. Yes, he's turned out to be a better player than he was for the New York Knicks, but he didn't have a role with the Knicks. People are more embarrassed that Obi Toppin is contributing to an Indiana Pacers team than they are that we look like we have no idea where to go after firing the most significant head coach we've had in a quarter century. How is that more embarrassing? How is that more embarrassing? I'm more embarrassed at the idea that we fired a coach because we lost the series we're supposed to win, and they're up 2-1 in the NBA Finals, doing their thing, come from behind victory, winning the first game at home. But that was such a low point for this organization after beating the defending champs that the coach had to go. And the players, oh, the players revolting, they had to go. He had to go. And so it doesn't matter what it looks like. Oh, hey, look, it's a search, man. We're going to contact everyone. That's the plan. The plan is to just contact everybody. And like we joke a lot about managers or coaches or GMs. Well, anyone could do that. Anyone could do that. I could have made the adjustments Tibbs made. No, okay. But I promise you, I've never been more certain in the idea of I could do that than be the GM of a basketball team and ask everybody in the NBA if their coach is available. I could do that. I could do that. You could do that. Evan Roberts could do that. Anybody could do that. Oh, listen, I'll fire the coach and then I'll just ask the rest of the NBA if anyone's available. I can do that. I can send an email. I can make phone calls. This is where we're at. And every day, another name. And every day, it's just unbelievable. And now we got to watch this Indiana Pacers team do what they're doing against the best defensive team in the league. And knowing that the disaster that was losing to them cost this man his job, as well as other things, true, we all know. The minutes, the bench, and the reaction of his team. I get it. But two things can be true. Even if, and I don't know if I agree with it, in fact, I don't, but even if it was time to move on from Tibbs, if you are going to move on from a coach with the level of success he had, it doesn't have, when I say there has to be a plan, that doesn't mean you turn around and hire someone right away. And it doesn't mean you have one candidate, but it should be a little bit more pinpoint accurate on what you're looking for. Like, Chris Finch is a good head coach. He's done a really nice job in Minnesota. Udoka has done a, you know, Udoka was a really good coach in Boston, built that up. He's done a nice job in Houston. Quinn Snyder, okay, has done a decent job in Atlanta, and Billy Donovan with his championships in Florida, you know, been around the NBA, hasn't been overly successful. But when I look at those names, and Jason Kidd, obviously, when I look at those names, I don't see, and I know you just want to talk to them, right? I get it. But I don't see any sort of link necessarily between for what I'm looking for. This is just asking organizations to talk to their coach, and it's embarrassing, and it's public, and it makes them look foolish. And whether they have a plan or not, perception is reality. And the perception is they have no stinking plan. And there's no necessary, like, when you fire Tibbs and you determine it's because this, that, and the other, you have to go think about what kind of coach helps me with this, that, and the other. Not just like any coach. And five currently employed head coaches, five in 2 days? That's normal? That's a good idea? Casting a wide net and talking to everyone is not a plan. It's not a plan. It's just, well, what else do we do? Mike Tyson used to say, everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the face. After you get punched in the face, you'll still do something. It doesn't mean it's a plan. The Knicks are doing something. It's not a plan. And if you're going to fire Tibbs, a couple of head coaches that you target, a couple of specific identity-type coaches that you target, coaches that can work with Karl-Anthony Towns, as the other news from today was that they are out as the Suns are looking to trade Kevin Durant. The Knicks have are out on the Kevin Durant trade. So it looks like unless you're going to pull a miracle with Giannis, which he's out, you know, doing radio in other countries talking about he wants to get back to the NBA Finals with the Bucks. I don't know if that's a possibility. This roster is going to be the same. Why are, like, at least make it look like you're targeting coaches that you think can help with this specific roster and the failings of the last head coach you fired. And not just some wide net, let's talk to everybody. Anyone can do that. And this isn't the New York Jets off miserable failed seasons where you're open to anything. And that culture is the problem and losing is the problem and the entire roster is the problem. This is a winning organization with a specific issue that you felt was holding them back. Why aren't we talking to coaches who specifically are targeted to help those specific issues instead of just, he's a good head coach and he's a good head coach and he worked and why not try him? Like, where is the specific nature of targeting what we're looking for? I don't, but it's a plan, and I'll ask you, and maybe you can answer it for me, for those of you who think it is a plan. If you believe this is a good plan from the Knicks, and that, hey, they're discussing it, they're going through their good candidates, they put, you know, real quick, Leon Rose, they fire Tibbs, he walks out, and he's like, all right, Bill, do me a favor, write down all the current head coaches on a board, write down all the possible candidates on a board, and we're going to just start going through them all. That's not a plan. That's reacting to having no plan. Someone get the marker, right? Billy Donovan, right? Chris Finch, Jason Kidd. I want them all on a board. And we're going to break them down into tiers. You got me? Tiers, levels. Levels, Jerry. We're going to break them down into levels, and we're going to start with level one, and then we'll work down to level two and level three and level four, and eventually we'll come up with our guy. Like, if that's a plan, please call me up at 888-808-1019 and explain to me what not having a plan looks like. If that is a plan, if you're going to try and tell me that's a plan, then explain to me how anyone ever doesn't have a plan. What would not having a plan look like? Because then you're just saying there's no such thing as not having a plan. Explain to me how what the Knicks are doing is a plan, and if so, what does not having a plan look like? What would an organization looking for a head coach, how would they exhibit the idea and project the idea of not having a plan if this isn't not having a plan? What would they have to do? Go on vacation? Put names in a hat? Rock, paper, scissors? Like, what's not having a plan? if this is having a plan. I'd love to know. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back. Continue to take your phone calls on the Knicks, as we've been doing for a while now. We'll get to the baseball and how the Mets continue to pitch and get excellent pitching out of their rotation to a level which is incredible. And David Peterson now is on a pretty much a calendar year-long run of being one of the best left-handed pitchers in baseball, a complete game shutout last night. I also want to talk about just how baseball has changed, and this isn't to knock the Mets in any way, but how baseball has changed and how we treat complete game shutouts. I just find amazing. It is amazing how different, like, it was almost like you threw a no-hitter last night. And that's not to knock the Mets or how they celebrated. It's worth celebrating. There's only been a handful this entire year. It's just crazy now. But that's how impressive it is. And you know who I know I put out, he's about to get hot with Juan Soto, and people are like, he's been hot. I understand that. I mean, he's about to go on a extended, long hot streak. You could feel it in Juan Soto's at the home run last night. That was the home run that we have seen 40 times with the New York Yankees last year. And the Yankees, by the way, put on their hitting shoes as well, as they have now won the first two games of the series against the Royals and all five games played against Kansas City this year. As they win another series, hopefully Jazz isn't hurt too bad, and Clark Schmidt gave them not a bad start himself. So we got the baseball, but we start with the Knicks. And explain to me how this is a plan. And if it is, what does not having a plan look like? Because I'd love to understand.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.